This week in West Virginia history, it was the morning of September 19, 1862, and 2 days after the Battle of Antietam. The bulk of Robert E. Lee's retreating Confederate army had already crossed the Potomac River at Shepherdstown. Lee left behind a rear guard at the Potomac to defend against an anticipated attack from Union General George McClellan. Over the next 2 days, Union and Confederate forces clashed off and on in the Shepherdstown vicinity. When all was said and done, nearly 700 soldiers had been killed, wounded, or captured, making Shepherdstown the bloodiest battle ever fought in what would become West Virginia. Antietam and its aftermath convinced both commanders that the Maryland campaign was over. On the Union side, McClellan decided that his army didn't have the strength to keep pursuing Lee, while Lee abandoned his plans to re-enter Maryland. With the Confederate army driven south of the Potomac, President Abraham Lincoln claimed a Union victory and, on September 22nd, issued his preliminary Emancipation Proclamation. Despite his claims of victory, though, Lincoln was incensed by his commander's ongoing foot-dragging in pursuing Lee. He dismissed McClellan 2 months later. For more information on the Battle of Shepherdstown, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.